You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Worldwide Fund for Nature New Zealand has teamed up with a team of organisations and two city councils for a three-year restoration project along Te Keneporu, the Porirua stream. Since its launch, the organisations involved planted more than 3,000 native trees over the last 3 days. Today, Connor speaks to Dr. Aroha Spinks, who is the Environmental Science Director at WWFNZ, about this project and the work they are doing. They talk about the cultural importance of the project, along with the future of projects like this for the Worldwide Fund for Nature New Zealand.
First of all, can you just tell us what the Porirua Restoration Project is?
The Restoration Project is a collaborative project with Worldwide Fund for Nature New Zealand. Botanica Airwick is a corporate sponsor. Ngāti Toa Rangatira, represented with the Rūnanga and iwi members, Porirua City Council, Wellington City Council and the Greater Wellington Regional Council. So it's a fabulous project where we're planting over 6,000 trees in and around the Keneporu Reserve there in Porirua. And we just started planting this week, which was fabulous. We've been planning for a year now. And we hope to have a community planting day. Things were a little bit delayed with COVID levels, but we're in the midst of planning that again soon.
How did the launch of the program go over the last few days?
Oh, it was wonderful. You know, we had that blessing by Rangatira Taku Parai, and a number of Te Rūnanga o Ngāti Toa Rangatira iwi members present. And, you know, hearing Taku reminisce about the mahinga kai in the area, the food gathering places on that stream, how it was so culturally significant to, you know, our iwi, and the tūnakeke, the migrations through that area, and then to have seen it being straight sort of corridors now, with a lot of grass areas that we were then going to plant, was really, really fabulous. We had all the holes dug, and then, you know, the rangatira planted the first pūre, carex sector plant on the grasses. And then we had teams with the, because we'd had pre-planning with COVID level two, we had small teams. We had the council team start on Monday with their teams planting on one side of the bank, and then on Tuesday we had the WWF staff out planting, and it's our first freshwater plant, so it's a new part of our environmental strategy for WWF New Zealand coming into the freshwater space. So it's our very first planting project to get out of the office and get into the soil and get into nature on land, because we've been very much ocean-based. And then on Wednesday, we had Wellington City Council team members out there and planting in that light rain, which turned a little bit more heavy during the day. So I was really impressed with their work. And of course, we had the Rūnanga staff helping us out on the Monday. So it was fabulous. It's a fabulous, you know, really, truly collaborative project where we're all working together. We've been working with the regional council as well with the flood control, you know, and ensuring that we're, you know, mitigating any kind of flow restrictions or anything like that. But we're hoping to have the trees helping take out some of that subsurface water, encouraging the birds and insects back into the area. So we're hoping that the public's going to love it there in Porirua.
And what's your involvement with the project, Dr. Aroha?
Involvement has been sort of leading that collaborative connections, really working amongst all six partners. So the corporate partner is actually based in the United Kingdom, and it's part of a global partnership where WWF and Botanica are working on a billion trees around the world. So this was New Zealand coming in at a, you know, involved in a worldwide project, and then, yeah, negotiating and working with all the partners, and we had regular meetings once a week now for a few months, and, you know, really truly committed people as part of the partnership, you know, coming to those weekly meetings and all bringing all the expertise and sharing that amongst ourselves. It's been fabulous.
What does the timeline look like over the next 3 years for the Porirua Restoration Project?
So over the next three years, we're hoping to do similar amounts if we can't put in more each year. This was our first, so it took a year to get that planning and get that site, and we'd just love to continue. So Botanica have led the way in the Porirua area. We'd encourage any other corporate sponsors that want to help this urban stream and this community restoration project to approach WWF. And we're looking to do some projects in the South Island as well as up in Auckland with Botanica. But yeah, so watch this space.
Yeah, so I kind of wanted to ask if there were more projects that WWF New Zealand were looking to achieve.
Absolutely. So we're hoping to build on this particular project each year for the next 3 years. And we've already been talking to a couple of opportunities here in the Wellington area. And then just with this particular corporate partner, they're wanting to look at the sort of Nelson region, potentially Auckland the year after. And we're also, yeah, talking about further projects as well in the freshwater space. We're also in the Hauraki Gulf. We have the Whale Tower projects, which have coming up in the new year. And there's an aspect of freshwater restoration projects that we'd love to support up in the Hauraki Gulf as well next year.
Is there any way that people can get involved with the project?
Absolutely. It was meant to be all about the community and about having community planting days. The only disruption was COVID this year, unfortunate. However, we hope next week to have a community day and certainly moving forward. So next year, we'll have our planting a little bit earlier in the planting season and have those opportunities for not only community. We had iwi community planting day planned as well. But also some of the volunteer organisations that we know already operate within that Porirua area to also come and join in on the project. So that was our vision, and we'd already talked with a few of those local groups as well as the schools. It was just unfortunate that we couldn't go through this year, but we'll, remaining positive for next year.
And is there anything final you wanted to add about this project?
I think it's just really a pleasure to be out there in the soil, working with really passionate people in this area. We've revitalising our climate change program as well. And we have Saul Chambers, who's just joined WWF New Zealand as our climate change program manager. So having more freshwater wetlands as well as stream projects will be something that you'll see from WWF New Zealand over the next year. We also have Alexia Sandano working with the corporate sponsorship opportunities as our manager in the Auckland area. So we are hoping to develop more projects. This particular project, having that collaboration of six really passionate partners with two city councils, a regional council, the iwi, leading us on the history, the importance of the local area, cultural advice, has just been really, really amazing. So it's been a pleasure to work on, and I hope to see more of this in the future.
That was Worldwide Fund for Nature New Zealand's Environmental Science Director, Dr. Aroha Spinks, speaking on the Porirua Restoration Project with Connor. So thank you so much for that one, Connor.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.